Kevin Bacon Films ad for Kathy Hochul to boast about ending obscure dancing regulation. By Warner Todd Houston on September 2, 2026. Democrat New York Governor Kathy Hochul invited famed Footloose star Kevin Bacon to the Big Apple to highlight her repeal of state rules that required bar owners to disclose whether dancing would be allowed on the premises when filing for license applications. Hochul was thrilled to have on hand the actor, whose 1984 film followed the struggles of a young man who took on the establishment in a stodgy Utah town where dancing was banned. In similarities to the film, previous bar license applications in the Empire State required bar owners to tell officials if they intended to allow dancing, and presumably this would hurt their chances for approval. But now that is no more, according to AMNY. Hochul's new policy allows bar owners to leave the questions blank on applications for operator licenses, and if they do, licensing agencies are instructed not to allow that to affect the approval of applications. New Yorkers have been working so hard, punching their cards, and now at our great bars and restaurants across the state, you can finally cut loose, Governor Hochul happily chirped. We've eliminated outdated restrictions on dancing in bars and restaurants to uplift our local businesses and give New Yorkers more opportunities to take advantage of all the great entertainment opportunities we have to offer. New York State Liquor Authority Chair Lily M. Phan praised the meaningless policy change. Governor Hochul has made clear that New York should support thriving small businesses and a hospitality industry that reflects the way people live and gather today. By removing this outdated question, we are making the licensing process simpler and more sensible while keeping the SLA focused where it belongs, on public safety, quality of life, and responsible operation, Phan said in a statement. New York's restaurants, bars, and venues bring people together and fill our communities with energy. Dancing is good for the soul, so let's cut loose and celebrate. As Hochul plays host to Hollywood stars for yucks on social media, New York is losing thousands of businesses a year thanks to the state's less than welcoming business climate. New York City alone lost 5,000 businesses in 2025. According to the Center Square, even as Mayor Zoran Mamdani seeks to impose higher, more oppressive taxes on businesses big and small to pay for his spending sprees and freebies. The state is also chasing away its high earners, and its share of U.S. millionaires has plummeted over the last 5 years, causing a loss of $11 billion in tax revenue. But it isn't just the super rich who are fleeing New York. Hundreds of thousands of average, everyday citizens have also cut ties with New York and moved to more welcoming states. In 2024 alone, 134,913 taxpayers left New York State. The balance sheet was a smaller actual loss of 13,662 because 121,251 new residents moved in during that time. But the majority of movers were from the married, middle class, a loss the state can't afford to maintain growth and stability. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.